breathing together. This is an interpersonal practice, and it's done with two people. Begin by finding seats, whether in a chair or meditation cushions, in which you're able to face one another and see one another. And for the first part, start with the eyes closed and notice that the breath is already happening by itself. Find an alert and dignified posture in which your spine is more or less erect and where you can feel relaxed and yet awake. Notice that the breath is already breathing itself and doesn't require any special effort. And you may notice that it feels a little odd, or you might have some anxiety or apprehension being with the breath, knowing that your partner is there with his or her breath. Just allow those feelings to come and go, and notice what it's like to be with your breath, aware that your partner is there with his or her breath as well. Should thoughts enter the mind, allow them to come and allow them to go. Just gently and lovingly bring your attention back to the breath and see if you can follow it through its full cycles, from the beginning of an inhalation to the point of relative fullness, back to the end of an exhalation, and on to the next. Just continue to gently and lovingly train the mind to be aware of whatever's happening in this moment with acceptance. Over and over, bringing the attention back to the sensations of breathing. depending on how much time you have, you might wish to pause the recording for a little while and continue just being with the breath for another 5 or 10 minutes to develop some more concentration. If this isn't convenient right now, or you feel sufficient concentration, then we can move on to the next phase of this meditation. And this next phase can feel a little bit odd at first. I invite you and your partner to open your eyes and allow your gaze to cast down on your partner's body so that you can see your partner's breath. Perhaps this will be in your partner's midsection or their belly. And just allow yourself to watch the breath of your partner as you feel the sensations of your own breath. If your breathing and your partner's breathing happen to synchronize, that's fine. But if they don't synchronize, that's fine as well. Just alternate your attention between the sensations of your own breath in the body and your partner's breath as you take it in through your eyes. Here, too, should thoughts enter the mind? That's fine, they're our friends, we allow them to come and go. But if your attention gets hijacked by a chain of thought, just congratulate yourself on noticing this, and gently and lovingly bring your attention back to the sensations of the breath in your body, and the visual image of your partner's breathing. Just experiencing what it's like to breathe together. Now, the next phase of this practice can feel rather intense, so I invite you to feel free to adjust your gaze as you see fit. But as an experiment, try raising your gaze to silently look into the eyes of your partner. Don't try to communicate anything in particular. Just take in the experience of being with him or her. If this feels too intense, you can drop your gaze for a while and come back to observing your partner's breathing. But if you feel comfortable enough sustaining it, allow your eyes to cast at your partner's eyes and notice what it's like to breathe while looking in your partner's eyes. You can feel free throughout the rest of this practice to adjust your gaze between looking at your partner's eyes and dropping back down to your partner's chest or belly if it feels too intense to make direct eye contact. So whether you're looking in your partner's eyes or not at this moment, I want you to consider that your partner, like you, was once a very young child, a baby, wholly dependent on caregivers for nurturing, for well-being, for regulation. And that, like you, your partner probably had moments that were relatively satisfied, where his or her needs were met, as well as moments that were not, that were painful or frightening, too cold, too warm, hungry, wet. And that, like you, your partner's experience changed from moment to moment and day to day, experiencing some combination of pleasure and pain. And consider that, like you, your partner then grew older, became a toddler, began venturing out into the world, and here too experienced some mix of pleasure and pain, joy and sorrow, perhaps moments of adventure, of discovery, of learning, of being able to do new things, but then also moments of confusion, or loneliness, or fear. And perhaps your partner had caregivers that were pretty consistent and able to be present, but perhaps not. Or maybe it was one way some days and another way on different days. And like you, your partner grew older still and went off to school at some point. Perhaps first to a preschool or nursery, then maybe to kindergarten. Eventually found him or herself in the first grade. And like you, your partner probably had all sorts of experiences there. Perhaps the excitement of new people and new things and new challenges. Perhaps the fear of being in a larger group, of having a teacher who they didn't know so well, of being without mom or dad or whoever their primary caregiver was. And like you, your partner had probably moments of mastery and success and excitement and moments of frustration, or perhaps loneliness, or perhaps feeling meanness coming from other kids. And like you, your partner grew older still and became a middle childhood kind of age, perhaps the fifth or sixth grade, where things like competitive games and sports and getting along with the other kids started to become more important. And maybe your partner had loving support at home, but perhaps not. Or perhaps sometimes yes and other times no. And that, like you, your partner had days probably of joy or success or camaraderie or love or friendship, and days that felt lonely or inadequate or scary. And maybe your partner had generally good health, but maybe your partner had to deal with illness and difficulties of that sort. And then, like you, your partner grew older still and entered puberty. And all of the remarkable changes that happen to the body, sprouting new parts, having new sensations, perhaps noticing sexual interest for the first time. And like you, there were probably positive and difficult moments in this. Moments maybe of enjoying the changes, but also, most probably, moments of fearing them, or feeling confused, or not knowing about this new identity that came along with it. And maybe you or your partner were able to stay connected to caregivers, parents, or siblings, but maybe this was a time of greater loneliness because there were secrets, feelings that couldn't be shared. And then, like you, your partner went on to be an older adolescent, perhaps sometime near the end of high school, beginning to face the prospect of maybe leaving home or getting a job or entering college. And like you, your partner probably faced the joys and the sorrows attendant in that. Moments of thinking the future's going to be good, or perhaps moments of thinking the future's not going to be so good. Maybe your partner had romantic interests in and around this time, and those can bring their own wonderful and intense joys and horrible sorrows and heartbreak. And like you, your partner then went on to these next developmental steps, became more independent, perhaps going off into the military, or off to college, or out to a job. Maybe still living at home, but maybe not. And your partner experienced all of the joys and sorrows of independence, of feeling some more autonomy, but also the potential for more loneliness, for more confusion, for more sadness. And depending on your partner's age, he or she may have gone through all sorts of other developmental changes. May have gone off, probably to get a professional degree, to train as a professional, with all of the joys and sorrows that go with that. The excitement, the insecurity, the frustration. And perhaps your partner went off and started a family, maybe coupling with somebody, maybe even having children. If your partner had children, there would be all of the sorrows that go with that. Now not only wondering about and worrying about one's own welfare, but also being so intimately tied to the welfare of others. And the same that can happen in primary and important other relationships. And somehow, through all of these developmental steps, your partner and you arrived at this particular moment in time. And even in this moment, there's likely to be some joy and some sorrow. Maybe it feels good being here together doing this practice. Maybe it feels scary or difficult, and maybe the days leading up to it have been filled with joy or wonder or interest or love, or maybe the days have been frightening or lonely or painful. And while, of course, we can't predict the future, it's quite possible that you and your partner will continue to grow older and go through other developmental stages, and face all of the joys and sorrows that come from each new year and each new decade. And while we can't predict how this will go, you and your partner will at some point reach the end of his or her life. Maybe knowing that the end is quite near and being able to look back and reflect on all of these years. Maybe not. Maybe it'll come suddenly. There's a good chance that you and your partner will have to wrestle with infirmity and old age. Imagine how these next developmental stages might feel for you and might feel for your partner as you go forward. And finally, consider that at some point, you and your partner will die, maybe at very different times. Again, maybe knowing it's coming and maybe not. But sure enough, the molecules in your body and in your partner's body will recycle back into the earth or atmosphere and be transformed into something else. And you, like your partner, will have completed this cycle from birth through all the 10,000 joys and sorrows, and then to the end in death. So with this in mind and this in your heart, come back again to looking at your partner and taking in this wonderful and unique moment in which you and him or her are together. And just feel his or her presence and your own presence as we make contact in this way. And now allow, if your eyes have been up looking at your partner's eyes, allow your gaze to drop down to the belly or the chest, so that you can observe your partner's breathing and feel your own breathing again. Notice how this feels compared to what it was like before looking in your partner's eyes and imagining the life cycle together. Again, if your breathing and your partner's breathing synchronizes, that's fine. If not, that's fine too. And now allow your eyes to close and come back to focus on the sensations of your own breath. And again, see if you can follow the breath through its full cycles and notice what it's like to be with the breath, knowing that your partner is with his or her breath, and you're here together. Should thoughts enter the mind again, that's fine, simply allow them to come and go. But if the mind gets hijacked by a chain of narrative thought, just again congratulate yourself on noticing and gently bring your attention back to the sensations of the breath. And then when you're ready, allow your eyes to open again and stretch a little bit. Perhaps wiggle your fingers and your toes and notice what it feels like to be in the room. And take some time now to discuss this experience with your partner.